The ocean is becoming more acidic, and fossil fuel emissions are making it worse. That prevents most oyster larvae from forming shells. You're listening to KNKX, and in this installment of our series, Return to the Salish Sea, 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe introduces us to Shina Waisaki. She's the manager of the family shellfish growing operation Chelsea Farms, and they're prioritizing cultivation of the Olympia oyster, a native species that was on its way to extinction. It turns out it's more resistant to the effects of ocean acidification.
Shina, thank you so much for joining me here. Where are we? Somewhere in the Salish Sea?
Yeah, we're right here on the shores of Eld Inlet in Olympia, Washington.
And can you talk a little bit about the history of the Olympia oyster and how that history is important to the Salish Sea?
So the Olympia oyster, the tribal people that lived all around the Salish Sea could rely on it as a food source, a great protein food source that they could just walk out and pick off the tidelands. And then when the first non-native people came, they were able to use it as a great food source also. It was the first agricultural product to be shipped out of Washington State. And we were sending oysters on sailing ships to San Francisco. It brought people to the Salish Sea and it allowed them to live here in some comfort. So the oyster is a huge part of that. It also was the keystone of the ecosystem and keeping the estuaries clean. And so I think it should be honored in its heritage and its flavor. It just tastes good.
There's a boat in the background. What is it doing?
So that's one of our farm crews, and they are heading over to our farm sites on the other side of the bay. We also grow Olympias there. So we're just moving stuff back and forth.
And you employ how many people?
At the farm, we employ about 25, and we employ another 20 at our restaurant.
What is your personal and familial background with this piece of the Salish Sea?
Well, my family has been shellfish farming here for 30 years, and before that, my ancestors shellfish farmed about five generations back in the same inlet. So, yes, I grew up on the farm from about the age of 11 on, and we spent many a summer hanging out on the beach while my parents dug clams or they worked. Spent a lot of times on the docks of the marina while my dad fixed his boat. The Salish Sea controls everything that my family does. It's where we live and work and recreate. Its waters provide everything that our farm needs.
So how has the environment changed since you were a little girl? Have you seen it change much?
Well, a lot more people live here, that's for sure. I think that we have done a good job at figuring out some problems and pollution sources for Puget Sound, but I think that is something we have to constantly stay on top of. The Salish Sea changes all the time. It is constantly in flux. The acidification of the ocean waters has affected our business. The weather patterns affect our business. Everything that it does affects us.
Talk about ocean acidification and how it has specifically affected your operations.
The hatcheries that we buy our oyster seed from have not been able to produce the seed because when the shells start to form on the tiny oysters, they can't do that if the water is too acidic. And it's a tiny change, but it's a huge impact. And for the oyster farmers of the world and people who love oysters, it makes it a struggle. And we're trying to contain it. And that's just in a hatchery, in a closed system.
And how does bringing the Olympia oyster back, how does that help you in terms of combating the ocean acidification problem, or does it?
The Olympia oysters are more resilient to ocean acidification, which is strange because they seem to be hypersensitive to pollution in general. But in this one case, they seem more resilient than the Pacifics. I think what it does is it helps connect people back to our natural environment. Humans change the earth. It's what we do. We can't be here without changing it. But if we can learn to appreciate what was here naturally and find ways to enjoy it, like eating it, we can say Salish Sea is a very important resource to all of us. Its water quality means something. I like to eat oysters. To me, that's a representation of clean, great water. And having the Olympias here is a celebration of our natural oyster. There's nothing closer to the Salish Sea than eating oysters from it.
Well, the tide's come up a bit since we've been talking. My trousers are starting to get a bit. I forgot to roll them up. I think we better move in. So what's your biggest worry for the Salish Sea?
That it will change beyond what it is today as far as a resource for us to farm in. We get people that come here and they don't understand that this is a working waterfront and that it needs to be protected with clean water, and that a huge amount of people are relying on this resource. So I think it would be a shame to let it go.
And what can you do about it?
Feed them oysters so that they understand. try and get them engaged and feel connected to it. I think the more people we can get out enjoying Puget Sound, whether they're kayaking or bird watching or they're eating oysters in an oyster bar in Seattle, they can then feel more connected to the natural things here.
Shaina Wysocki, thank you so very much for all that you're doing here on the southern edge of the Salish Sea.
Thank you.
Chelsea Farms has an oyster bar in downtown Olympia where you can try the native Olympia oyster on the half shell. You can also see photos and learn more at our special project website, SalishSeaReturn.org. Next week on Return to the Salish Sea, we'll meet a commercial fisherman from the Lower Elwha Klallam tribe in Port Angeles.